gets it. 30-second timeout. We'll stick with you. Mark Krug has two timeouts remaining for the Hatchets. USA only has two 30s left. 1:37 left in regulation. 41-39, Bad Axe trails by 2 points to USA.
Bad Axe really needs to go ahead and understand the gift they've been given. They need to go ahead and talk about this. Pound that ball in the inside. That is where it's happening right now. You can also stop the clock. You can put your best players that hit free throws on the foul line, get them hot. You can score from there, but you can also put some foul trouble on USA.
That's the gift that keeps on giving all year long.
Kemp would have three right now. Isaiah Williamson has four. Kemp is in
Morneau
there right
now. Pulls up for three, top of the key, no good. Rebound, John Messing, and we have a push on the rebound, and this will be on the floor. It'll put John Messing to the free throw line for 1-1. Bad Axe wanted a foul on Tommy Morneau against USA as Morneau went to the floor after shooting at three. This is the third foul against Macklin Ghetto for USA. And team's ninth, John Messing at the free throw line, shooting 1-1.
John's at 67%.
It's 41-39, USA by two. He makes the first. We have a one-point ball game. Gage Lopez replaces Macklin Ghetto for USA. John Messing gets a second free throw and a potential to tie it up at 41. 1:29 left in the fourth quarter. John Messing at the free throw line. Martin Messing and Andrew Sutton rebounding. Ryan Hileski and Tommy Morneau also out there for the Hatchets. Second free throw is good. We're tied up at 41. Eighth time tonight. Aaron Sines against Ryan Hileski across midcourt, dribbling to his right. Blows by Hileski. Over to Williamson. Left block, and he's blocked from Sutton. That's Sutton's third block tonight. We have a timeout called by Mark Krug. It's a full timeout. 1:10 left in the fourth quarter. Bad Axe 41, USA 41 on the WLEW Sports Network.
If you're considering either new or additional grain storage facilities for 2016, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your top source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or a new grain storage and handling facility, including site design, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. DS Services have been building and maintaining farm and commercial grain storage and handling facilities for more than three decades, so they keep a large parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and more. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Add more profit to your operation in 2016 by calling DS Services today, 989-872-3318.
FedEx will inbound. In front of their own bench, right side of your radio. Into John Messing, into the hands of Tommy Morneau. 1:05 left in the fourth quarter. We're tied 41-41. Morneau against Hunter Bone at the right wing. Retreats to the top of the key, looking to his left. Now goes all the way halfway between the three-point line and midcourt. 52 seconds left. Morneau at the three-point line. Now comes all the way back to midcourt. Over to Clark Brady, back into the hands of Morneau. Bad Axe looks like they're trying to go for one last shot. John Messing running the weave. Gets a screen from Morneau at the right wing. John Messing against Macklin Ghetto. Gets a screen from Morneau. Now Hunter Bones on John Messing. And he picks up his dribble. Morneau at the left elbow over to Martin Messing. Right block. He's in trouble. Double team coming. And we have a timeout called by Mark Krug. And that's his last timeout. With 26 seconds left, Bad Axe will get the ball on the baseline. With 26.2 seconds left in a tie ball game, Bad Axe with no more timeouts. USA has two 30s left. John Mooney, what is Mark Krug setting up?
One last shot, and take a wild guess who's going to go ahead and be taking it.
Tommy Morneau.
You got it. Tommy Morneau is going to wind up either trying to drive the lane, maybe get a cheap foul picked up, or a dump off to Drew Sutton. That's what I would be looking for. And take a look at Martin Messing, John Messing. They're also going to be crashing the boards because most games are won and lost not on the shot, but on second shots. Offensive rebounds is what's on the order right now for the Bad Axe Hatchets.
Bad Axe has 7 offensive boards tonight compared to USA's 3. In this quarter, USA has actually been out-rebounding Bad Axe 5-3, though. That's the first time in this ballgame. Everyone on their feet. Tied ballgame, 26.2 seconds left in the district championship hosted by Harbor Beach in the MHSA tournament. Martin Messing will inbound for Bad Axe.
USA has a small lineup in right now.
Looking for speed. They get to Time Warno. Back to Martin Messing under the hoop. Nothing there. It's a loose ball on the floor, and they're going to say Warno was out of bounds. It will be USA ball with 21.1 seconds left. USA ball, tied ball game. Full court pressure coming from from Bad Axe, and Mark Gainforth calls a 30-second timeout to regroup his troops. Press coming from Bad Axe, clearly trying to negate a last shot from, I'm going to say it, Aaron Sines. 21.1 seconds left.
Sines is definitely going to get the next shot off. But I think it's going to be on a drive. Of course, that's exactly what Bad Axe did. So USA is going to go ahead and milk the clock. They're going to take off this 21 seconds. They're probably going to get a shot off with about 1 second to go. And it's going to be Sines.
Still tied at 41-41. Bad Axe just turned over the ball. Their first turnover in this fourth quarter, their 13th of the night. USA has 7 turnovers. You could cut the tension with a knife and a dull one at that.
Full court press by the Hatchets.
Hunter Bone inbounding. Everyone in the front, the backcourt. In Aaron Sines, and they're going to foul him. That's only the 4th team foul for Bad Axe. Ryan Hileski will be charged with the foul. His 2nd. So USA will do this again, and I'm guessing we'll do this a few more times.
Go ahead and try to milk the clock as much as they can.
Not a bad concept. Hunter Bone inbounds. And has to get it in and gets it into Michael Kemp.
That was close to 5 seconds.
Aaron Sines with the ball, 15 seconds left, coming across the timeline against Ryan Hileski. To left wing, and we have a push. This will be Ryan Hileski's 3rd personal. And team's 5th, so USA will inbound in front of their own bench, left side of your radio, same side as the hoop. 12.4 seconds left in regulation, still tied at 41.
Just one more foul to give.
Hunter Bone inbounds to Michael Kemp. Back to Aaron Sines, 10 seconds left, 8 seconds. Aaron Sines against Ryan Hileski. At the left wing, and we have a whistle against Ryan Hileski once again. That's his 4th. Team's 6th.
Okay, no more fouling.
4.9 seconds left. Tied at 41. Hunter Bone inbounding for USA. District championship on the line. Hunter Bone in, and it's Aaron Sines hangs on to it. It's a loose ball. John Ryan Hileski launches it at the buzzer, and we are headed to overtime. 41-41 on the WLEW Sports Network. Overtime coming up next.
When you think straight A's, think USA. That's the motto at Unionville Seaboeing Area Schools. Straight A's means more than a grade point average. USA Schools offers an environment that nurtures and enriches students' lives, opens their minds to character and leadership experiences, and produces value-driven adults and active community leaders. USA has a strong core with early interventions. It's our mission. It's our promise. A USA school education offers straight A's that lead to a lifetime of skills in academics, athletics, arts, and activities. The arts enrich lives and enhance creativity in careers and personal life and create a more well-rounded student. At USA Schools, we lay the foundation for an appreciation into the world of the arts. USA Schools wants to thank the parents, students, and staff for continuing to make USA Schools a wonderful place to give our students a great education. Become a future student at USA Schools. Find more information on USA Schools, go to the website think-usa.org or call 989-883-2360.